Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Doug. Our New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 19. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold fast our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would never enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. A meditation on Hebrews chapter 3. Holy brothers and sisters, you who share in a heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus. On this Tuesday of Holy Week, these words from Hebrews 3 meet us with particular force. The season of Lent is a time when the church intentionally slows down, repents of our sinfulness, and turns the eyes of faith toward Christ, his suffering, his obedience, his redeeming work for us on Golgotha. As we have pondered Jesus during these 40 days, we are not simply remembering his path to the cross. We hear his loving voice calling us to return to him. The writer to the Hebrews lifts up Christ as our apostle and high priest, the one sent for us and the one who stands before the Father on our behalf. Moses was faithful in God's house, the writer tells us, but Jesus is the builder of the house itself. In this Holy Week, we're reminded that all scripture, all faith, all hope find their foundation in Jesus. Moses pointed forward. Christ fulfills the prophecy through his cross and resurrection. But Hebrews 3 also speaks to us with urgency. It says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. The season of Lent and these days of Holy Week give us time to ponder these words with honesty and humility. We acknowledge how easily our hearts grow stiff through fear, neglect, distraction, or sin that we'd rather avoid naming. Just as Israel wandered despite God's mighty acts, we too drift, sometimes without even realizing how far we've gone. Yet the warning is never meant to crush us. It's meant to call us back. This is the gracious rhythm of Lent, a turning, a returning. The God who speaks to us through his word is not eager to condemn, but eager to restore. He reveals the danger of a hardened heart so that he can soften it with his mercy. As we journey in these final days of Lent to Good Friday, we refocus our hearts and minds on the message that the writer to the Hebrew gives us. First, he calls us to encourage one another daily. Our walk of faith is not a solitary pilgrimage. We are a community of believers spread throughout the world, supporting each other through prayer, scripture, confession, and forgiveness. When one person falters, another lifts them up. That's the beauty of the church. Christ works through his people to strengthen his people. Secondly, this section of scripture draws us once more to Jesus himself, the faithful Son over God's house. As we have done so in this season of Lent, we contemplate Christ's unwavering obedience, his willing sacrifice, and his love for us that endures to the end. We remember that our confidence is not in our own faithfulness or our own works, but in his. Christ remains steady when we are unsteady. Christ is faithful even when we falter. His wounds secure our healing. His cross secures our peace. So in this Holy Week, hear Hebrews 3 as both an invitation and a promise. Fix your thoughts on Jesus, the one who walks the road to Calvary for you, the one who bears your sin, the one who brings you into the Father's rest. Rejoice that Jesus has forgiven you, and he has opened the way to everlasting life through his death and resurrection. May the Lord bless you with comfort and hope this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, grant us by your grace so to pass through this holy time of our Lord's Passion that we may obtain the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.